Good morning. A man was travelling from Ardrossan to Stevenston when he was mugged and left lying by the side of the high road. It so happened that a citizen or two saw the incident. They were very angry and upset by what they saw, so that they phoned the police on their mobile phones to come quickly and help the poor man. When they got home, they were still angry, so they wrote letters to the Ardrossan and Saltcoats Herald newspaper, to the local council, to the MP, to the Prime Minister. Something ought to be done about law and order in our society, they protested. The authorities need to put a stop to this antisocial behaviour. They were very indignant and passionate about law and order, but they omitted to go up to the man and help him in his moment of need. So he was still lying near the traffic lights in Saltcoats when some church people, including the minister, were coming toward the church for the Sunday service. They stopped short of the man. Oh, the poor soul, they thought, what's happened to him? Is he drunk? Surely not at this time of the morning. Is he ill? Maybe we should phone for an ambulance. Is he homeless and begging? Do we know his face? Is he a local man or a stranger? Oh, here comes the minister. He'll look after the situation. But the minister, meanwhile, was thinking much the same thoughts. Plus, it's 10 to 11. I'm late already. I haven't time to stop. What would the whole congregation say if I arrived at 11:30 with the excuse, a funny thing happened to me on the way to church this morning. I was doing my Good Samaritan good deed for the day. Sorry to have left you in the lurch. He agonised on the horns of the dilemma for a moment. The minister did feel for the man, but he also felt for the congregation sitting waiting up the road, and he felt God's call to be a preacher more than a social worker. These are the tough decisions one has to make, he thought. It's a question of priorities, choosing between two good things to do. Why does this always happen at busy times? The worshippers too shared all these agonies, but when they saw the minister scooting past, they thought, maybe the minister knows something we don't. Maybe the minister knows this guy from before. Maybe he's a bag of trouble. If the minister can't bother to stop, why should we? If that's the minister running late, we don't want to miss the sermon on the Good Samaritan. So with bells still ringing in the man's ears, the church folk went on into church. Fortunately, there was another passerby who was not in any hurry, a little heathen who had no intention of going to church. Nor was he an indignant citizen. In fact, he didn't belong to Saltcoats at all. Truth be told, he was an asylum seeker from Glasgow. No, not seeking asylum from Glasgow, but an African seeking asylum from all the violence in Zimbabwe, now living in Glasgow. He had come down the water to savour some of the good life in democratic, free, Christian, civilised Scotland. He was deeply hurt to see the man beaten up and lying on the pavement. It opened up deep wounds in the man who himself had recently been tortured. He could all too easily identify with the man being physically attacked. And he sighed deeply. Oh no, not here as well. So he crossed the road and went to help the poor man. But the man took one look at the foreigner and ran away. I'm not getting mugged twice in one day, he vowed. No, it's not a true story, but so much of it rings very true today that it could be. We have a choice. This not-so-good Samaritan story or Jesus' good Samaritan story. Which script do we choose to live by? Which world do we wish to live in?